Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some of the headlines up on Infowars.com breaking. Activist group demands UN stop Chicago from closing public schools. We told you that was coming with Obama. That was his plan, to where it's all corporate-run schools that are even worse than the government schools. Robbery of Cyprus bank accounts doubles in size. You know, you hear about a robbery of a hotel room, jewels, in France, but what about a 47.5% robbery of Cyprus bank accounts doubles in size? Globalist agitprop Hillary Clinton, the miniseries, Watea Kurtz wrote a lot of articles. I don't know if the average person knows what an agitprop is. I barely do. I have to remember what it is in Soviet nomenclature. And Rand Paul strikes back against anti-freedom enemies. Government promises to stop lying because of Drudge Report spotlight. MSNBC host says newborn infants don't count as alive. Joining the chorus, Pentagon says they have lost control to independent media led by Drudge. 80% of U.S. adults are near poverty, rely on welfare, or unemployed. Yep, that's why they're winning. We're winning the waking up people that can be woken up, but the globalists are just gutting the country so fast it makes my head spin. Let's go to Julio real fast. You're on the air. What's your take, Julio, on the Pentagon press conference?
You know, I watched that entire press conference last night, and it was just so interesting to see George Little, the way he would fake laugh from time to time, to see him.
He sounded like Thurston the Howl. Oh, Buffy, it's your turn now.
It was just so fascinating watching that, one Gilligan. woman who spoke Hostler, I butchered her last name, but when she talked about propaganda and spin and how quickly George Little tried to steer away from that. Oh, I don't want to refer to it as spin, but yes, we do have to tell the truth. And he mentioned about smartphones and technology really driving independent media, alternative media. He's basically admitting that the listening audience, myself, anyone, is a journalist, has the ability right now to get any piece of information at real-time speed.
That's what freaks him out, as he said. Look, we can't lie when their smartphone will show a photo of it. So really, they're just shifting game plan and saying, we're going to be good guys now for the demoralized psychorps that don't like being deceptive or being deceptive against good people. But that's the lie. You become deceptive against bad. You don't become, you know, good. You become bad. And it's a very sophisticated thing. But the whole point is they are running the white flag up and saying, we're rolling out cybersecurity against the web. We're going to infiltrate the local media. We're going to buy people off. That's not going to work either, because globalism is going to shut everything down. No matter how much BS they shovel, reality will come to the fore. And as long as we point out we have state-run media, the globalists are criminal, the government's illegitimate, it's over for the New World Order. Do you agree with that term, state-run media?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I call it corporate media, since they're all run by multinational corporations. They work for the mega corporations of the world, really.
Yeah, but they're using the state with our taxpayer money and stuff to direct it.
In my experience, when I covered NATO last summer, I saw state-run media. I thought, being inside the NATO summit, we were going to get actual documents, real information of what's going on. Instead, we got PR emails of what they agreed on, and every news organization from around the world
regurgitated it.
The exact same thing.
No. That's why the Pentagon and the White House have said, let's just go to straight up, not even press conferences, we'll put a statement out. But then the better PSYOPs folks go, oh no, they'll pick that apart. Let's go engage them. But they'll just buy off one blogger, and then another blogger will start up. Look, it's over. It's over. The only question is, we have to go through what the Germans did or the Russians did before we wake up to it. Please, let's learn from history, folks. We're coming back live. Stay with us.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's more videos and foreign news articles where the Al-Qaeda forces that our loving government, our illegitimate criminal banker-run government, have put in charge of the Middle East, murdering Christians en masse, chopping their heads off, throwing them off buildings, shooting men, women, and children, torturing children. I mean, you can go look at it. It's all up there. It's a daily stream. We're going to get Syrian Girl, who predicted it all over a year ago on this show, on with us to go over it all in the next few days. We're going to get G. Everett Griffin on the broadcast as well, and a lot of other very informative guests. I promise to go to your phone calls. Let's continue with your phone calls. I want to play a clip I didn't get to earlier of Greenwald saying, look, they lied to us. The NSA, their lowliest employees can dial right in and listen to you in live time. Folks, that's been done since World War II. That without warrants, they would have operators punch in and listen to people. But now they've just got it where they can dial in, just like you can have an app to follow your husband or wife with their cell phone. That app doubles for you to be able to use it. That's the system by law globally engineered into all the phones. They have international conferences so the governments can track you. Of course they're now announcing, Alex, it's true, there's face-scanning cameras on the street corners. Alex, it's true. They're following everybody. Stores are using your purchase history to rip you off and charge you more. That's why they have digital price tags now. And they are aware of they're using this intel. And the smart meters are controlling your thermostat and charging you. Yeah, they all said they were going to do this. I keep trying to explain that to people. I don't just get up here and say, you know, 15 years ago, they're going to have smart meters and track everything you do and control your thermostat. And I was reading from MIT. And I'm telling you, everything I've seen these people say they're going to do, they're going to do it. They write books about all the stuff they put in the water to hurt us. I mean, these are murderers. And quite frankly, legally and lawfully under common law, we could all get violent with these people right now. But that would play into their plan. I want to awaken humanity and try to have as least bloodshed as possible. When we start cornering these people, they're going to get violent and blame us for it already. We want to be able to expose they did that violence and show how bad they are instead of go out and have them frame our violence as oh, see, proof we're bad. And they know they're going to force people into confrontation. And for those of you that want confrontation, you're going to probably get it. This probably isn't going to get fixed without a lot of bloodshed at one point. The question is it a few thousand dead and then they stand down and get arrested, or is it going to be 100 million dead in the U.S.? The communists, and that's basically who these people are, they're technocrats above it, but it's a communist model. They in the 70s, it was declassified when they took over with re-education camps with the Weathermen that they wanted to kill 50 million people. You can look up those video clips from people that were in the trials, those film clips. Look, people say, what do they want? They want to kill people. They want to be able to come to your house and torture you while they rape your wife. I mean, and you're like, why? Because that's what they like to do. They don't like working hard and being good and building things and being wholesome and having good friends. They like hurting people. I mean, have you not figured that out yet? Have you not studied history yet? And if we don't stand up against them, they're going to have their way. So all I can say is let's work as hard as we can in the sunshine as the sun sets on liberty, because it's going to come back around, don't worry. The sun will rise again. Let's work to get as many people as awake as possible so that when the sun really goes down, people wake up and know what to do. Because let me tell you, folks, if it goes to a full-bore civil war, it ain't going to stop. And it's going to be bad. And for all the people that serve the system, some of you macho guys that think you're going to have a war with the American people, you're going to show us, you're fools. You have taken the restraint of the American patriot as weakness, and you have no idea. You have no idea how hard you're going to get hammered. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Aaron in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones, it's a pleasure.
Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. I'm calling. Earlier, the caller called you and accused you of being a psyop, and one of the things that you said was that you were in a fighting stance, and it reminded me of something that I say to people a lot. When I'm talking to people about politics and or the stuff that's discussed on your show, a lot of times they are irritated or they say things like, that gives me bad energy, and they basically don't want to hear it because it bothers them. When I was growing up, I grew up in the Taekwondo studio, and when I first started sparring, my first opponent was larger than me, and he was more aggressive than me, and he started punching me in the face, and I didn't like it, and so I looked away, and when he's still punching me, I looked away, and my instructor heard him yell at me, don't look away, he's still hitting you, and I can't get that out of my head, and I learned that if there's a threat, I have to face it. If I look away, he's still hitting me.
Well, that's right. I mean, they call it bad energy because they're kind of in a frog that's rolled over in the boiling pot and has decided to die. And, yeah, it might hurt at first to climb out of the water before it kills you. But, look, I'm up here 3 hours and 13 minutes into this show. I got up early this morning. I worked yesterday till late. I've dealt with incredible just BS off record in the last 48 hours. I was up here Saturday working, you know, 7-8 hours. I'm not complaining. I can't quit knowing what I know. I can't quit understanding what I understand. I learn more exponentially every week. And just like people said, oh, my gosh, he got mad at Piers Morgan. It was discrediting. The founding fathers rode around saying, get guns and kill people because they were coming to take our guns. I'm not saying that. We're like, oh, they're heroes. I'm telling a redcoat usurper liar, hey, you know this is about taking our guns, and stop acting like you didn't. You know, all the people pushing these bills want a gun ban while they're armed to the teeth. Watch it, buddy. You're going to cause a civil war, which is what the globalists plan. So watch it. And then, oh, you say 9/11 is an inside job. I'm like, I saw them on TV say they were going to blow up Building 7, and I watched them blow it up, and I got the video of it. Shut up, scumbag. I mean, stop telling me what I know's true isn't. Stop gaslighting me. Stop lying to me. That's what the Pentagon said. They said it is not working, but just to lie to them outright. We got to infiltrate them. We got to take them over. And everybody was just sitting there sick in the meeting going, we don't like to propagandize foreigners. We know this country's run by evil. Now we're going to have to engage the American people. I could look at that audience and tell you most of them we've got. Most of them look sick. That's where you really learn what was happening in that Pentagon briefing. I just want to tell the New World Order, and they know this with the NSA stuff. You people are in a bad position. And I know you got all the high-tech weapons and the propaganda still, and you think you're going to control things because you control the resources, and you've wrecked most of the public mentally to where they can't fight back. It doesn't matter. If 5% of us fight back against you politically, we're going to tear your arms and legs out of their sockets like that. All I need is the 5% of people, and it's more like 30 that are somewhat awake, but if 5% of the American people, ladies and gentlemen, just start resisting, speaking out, warning others, the buzz will be so big, it will resonate psychologically with people's own survival instinct that they have, and it's over. Okay? People, listen to all the people that serve the system, and you already know this. You already know now you're going to get screwed. You think you're going to play along with it? You're going to lose everything. The only way to beat this, and it doesn't mean you've got to go Rambo people or you've got to find the secret and overthrow it. You've got to just speak out mildly. You've got to just say no mildly. You've got to just... I'm not going to even get into it. I got such a headache. I'll never get to your calls if I don't. It's just... We're going to win this thing, folks, but we've all got to do a little something. That's what moves mountains, okay? Not everybody's going to do what I've done, but there will be people in this fight who will dwarf what Alex Jones has done. And I've always known at a spiritual level, my job is here to just send a message out. Who will hear? Who has ears to hear, eyes to see? We'll get it. And it's my job to energize the resistance. It's my job. My job's not to be your leader. My job is just transmit the truth, resist, 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 point out the enemy operations, and just get people to understand what's happening, and then God will do the rest, okay? And I think that's what you should do as well. All right, let's go ahead and talk to, thank you, Aaron. John in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you very much for this time, and I realize how valuable it is. First off, I'd like to say that I'm a volunteer for the Schooley for Congress campaign. The next Ron Paul is running in Pennsylvania 9th against neocon Billy Schuster, who is head of the highway transportation.
Oh, yeah, there are a lot of libertarian constitutionalist Ted Cruz types, Rand Paul types that are coming up. I know some of them. I'm planning to have some of them on the air. And absolutely, and even if they don't win in every case, they will inject real issues in those debates. So running for office is a great way to inject truth into the propaganda spectrum.
Like, if for all the InfoWarriors, I've been a long-time listener. I copy all your videos and hand on grocery stores and markets. I just ran across this guy by accident. He was in 2008 coordinator for the Paul campaign for in the Pennsylvania 9th, and he ran as an alternate delegate last year in the last presidential election. He was a Ron Paul delegate. And what we really need is for all the InfoWars to go to Schooley for Congress. And I hate to beg for money on your show, Alex, but without any money, we're going to have a hard time fighting this.
No, I understand, but listen to me for a minute, and I appreciate your call. We're doing reports on this. The whole media structure is going after Rand Paul, Ted Cruz types, Democrats, Republicans, Karl Rove, Joe Biden, Chris Christie, all of them, because they're real. I wasn't sure about Ted Cruz being real because I didn't know him for 15 years like I knew Rand Paul, but he's for real. Rand Paul's for real, and a lot of these people getting, like Amash is for real. And there's a lot of people that are for real, and that's why they're threatened by it. Because it's just, you'd call the libertarian Republicans mainline just Americans, Democrats and Republicans 50 years ago. Even 30 years ago. I mean, they just don't want to bankrupt the whole country. It's like Ross Perot said, and you move the jobs to India and China and Mexico, and the whole country collapses if all it cares about money. But I want my granddaughters to have a country to live in. Yeah, I mean, where do you think you're going to go all these other places? I mean, because you build an economy here, then you can build up the third world. You don't ship it there and lower their standard so you get to take over everything. I mean, it's just, it's about scorched earth globalism. They're using economics as a weapon, folks. Obama's like, wants to get the middle class going. He gave a speech today, and, you know, he cares about you. His job is to destroy the middle class and make you dependent on record. Let's talk to Tex in Texas. Tex, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Alex. Long-time listener. You talked about Stonehenge when you were over in England.
Yeah, I felt it. I went there because they wanted to go, and I'm like, oh, look at it. It's so boring. You know, it looks small from the highway, and I'm walking across this line, and it was like hit by electricity. I felt crazed. Happened to everybody. Went back over it, and then the guy that was there, he said, I don't even believe in this stuff, and I must not have the cells in my brain, because they've proven fish and other things, you know, can follow magnetic lines, because everybody that has it, when they cross that line, they feel it. But go ahead and make your point.
Okay, I was told this by my dad over 70 years ago, so that'll give you a clue. I'm an old man. The Earth is a globe. It's not a flat pancake. But if you take a piece of white paper and lay it on the face of the globe using the one edge as a straight edge, and you put one edge of that paper in Boston and twist the paper around so that it goes through New York and then Philadelphia and then Baltimore.
No, I got it. You can see what on the other side of the Earth is where they're at. Yeah, I haven't done that. Guys, will you hand me that globe? I want to see what's on the other side of Stonehenge. Thanks. Go ahead, sir.
And you extend it down to Washington, D.C., and you extend that line, it goes back to Stonehenge. They knew something. Now, what they knew, I don't know, but you can do it, and I don't try to prove it to you because it's...
I know, but you're absolutely right that the ancients all believed there were certain points, and it's magnetics coming out of the earth there, and so the ancients would think it was magic, when really the birds and other things follow those lines. That's not been proven with science. But, I mean, if you cut right through from Stonehenge in southern England and shot right through the earth... I mean, it depends on what angle, but if you just went straight through, it would come out in the ocean just south of Alaska, looks like, or let me see, come out over here, about 500, 600, 700 miles south of Alaska, it looks like. But I guess you could underground have some line. I know they have ley lines too, and I guess those, I mean, they say DC is on a ley line, but I think it's a different one. And I don't even know those ley lines are real. It was just the ancients trying to map it. I mean, again, I just know that I'm like, all right, let's get over here and get back to London. Yeah, that's pretty neat. You know, I'm like, and then I'm just walking all of a sudden, whoa, and it's like, whoa, do you feel that? Leanne McAdoo felt it. Watson felt it. His wife, Ehan, felt it. And, I mean, I felt like I was 18 and was about to get in a fight with somebody. I mean, I'm not even angry. I felt electrified and crazed. And so the ancients didn't know what it was. They thought, oh, my gosh, it's Oonga Boonga or whatever. But I believe it's a magnetic vortex. But it wasn't just at Stonehenge, because I felt something around. It's this. I mean, you would pass about a 10-foot wide line. And I walked through it and later said, you guys feel anything? And they're like, yeah, back there. And we're like, yeah. So we go back over it. And it was like going over a... you know, on a roller coaster when your stomach goes up and you feel, what's that called when you go down a hill real fast and you feel your stomach come up into your chest? I mean, there's a reason the ancients built stone circles all over the world on certain sites, and it's because there's something magnetic coming out of the ground there. And, of course, we know at the North and South Pole there's massive electromagnetic stuff coming out, and they have measured higher electromagnetics coming out of that magnetic rock there. But anything else, sir?
Well, that was that on Stonehenge. I just wondered if they told you anything about it. They knew something. They selected Washington, D.C. specifically to be on this line. It just didn't happen. I had ancestors that had property there that... eventually were taken into the Washington, D.C. area. Second thing is the royal family of England. Second subject. Do I have time for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I listened to you with glee that you and Tex were not upset talking to each other, because this book he referred to, I don't know whether you've read it, Kessler's book on the 13th tribe. Are you familiar with the subject matter?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Evidently, the author of that's named Kessler, he did not know this. I don't know that Tex knows this. And I've seen it on just one place. But there was a part of the Ashkenazi Jews. His name was King Joseph. He went to Ireland. He did not disappear from history like is generally thought.
No. They got the Stone of Destiny from Ireland, then it went to England. And then why is it in Scotland now?
I'm not talking about that.
Okay, go ahead.
There is a reason, but I didn't want to sidetrack from that. There was a lot of intermarriage from the Khazar Ashkenazi Jews into the royal family of England. That's the point I want to make.
Well, the royal family says that they do trace some of their lineage back to King David. I mean, they say that. It's British Israelism, I think you call it. In fact, it predates even Israel being set up, and it's been going on for thousands of years. And that's kind of what the whole Merovingian bloodline is. They claim they go back to Jesus, and that's the Illuminati's big secret. Is that the royal family is reportedly related to Jesus. And, of course, the Bible says Jesus didn't have any children, but they say that's the big secret. That's the holy grail that they hide, is that the royal bloodline of Christ. And whether that's true or not, the Transylvanian bloodline that became one of the dominant German bloodlines is directly linked into the House of Windsor. That's not really even the... It's like Mombatten, Coburg, Gotha. There's like 15 names. And the truth is, it's just a whole bunch of old royal families of Europe. I mean, they are Gaelic, they're Germanic, they're undoubtedly there's some Middle Eastern in there. But the reason the Romanians was, you know, Transylvanians got so rich was they kept getting paid to hold back the Muslims. And so that's why those folks then moved back into Germania and intermarried with the other royalty there. But I mean, it's a Heinz 57. That's like the Rothschilds are intermarried into the royal bloodlines. So when I say a German royal family or German death cult, it's really an Illuminati death cult, and that stuff goes back, you know, to Egypt. It's a Babylon mystery school, and people take that out of context. But very interesting, sir. I appreciate your call. By the way, let me just plug something here. A, because it's what funds us, but more importantly, B, I only promote the best products. I hope everyone will. There's a bunch of stuff we want to do. And a bunch of contests we want to do, and we want to finish the studio and the satellite uplinks, and want to thank everybody for their support. So we promote ProPure, 10% off, promo code WATER. Stop drinking the poison tap water. ProPure is the best, 10% off, promo code WATER. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. You can get all the books, the videos, the new film State of Mind has been shipping on the history of mind control. And you can go to InfoWarsHealth.com and get discounts on shipping, you name it, on Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, on the Longevity, Beyond Osteo FX, that's now out in powder, the CM Plus, hundreds and hundreds of products, the lowest prices. Pollen Burst Plus is absolutely amazing, and that's why I'm on the box. I love it so much. The healthy energy drink. Just try it out. Pollen Burst and Pollen Burst Plus, InfoWarsHealth.com. And let's put it back on screen because I'm going to give folks the toll-free number. As well to call. And if you need any help signing up on the shopping cart or need any help to sign up as a distributor for $10 to get big discounts, give it a call. 888-789-9277. 888-789-9277. And you can find out more at InfoWarsHealth.com. But don't wait, because I had the July challenge for people to, you know, start trying out these products and then to email us with your testimonials. And everybody's just nothing but positive feedback. And that's why I got into this, was the testimonials friends and family told me. So again, InfoWarsHealth.com or that number. One more time in case folks have forgot. The number, it is 888-789-9277. 888-789-9277. And I apologize to Otter, Ryan, Cameron, and Kyle. If you can get in tomorrow, I'll put you to the head of the line. I'm exhausted today. And I've done 3.5 hours. I've got to stop now. I get dingy. I start talking fast. And I just shouldn't be on radio. I need to go rest for about 30 minutes. I got a bunch of work to do here with the Obama deception, too. The nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. But we love you all. Thanks for your prayers and thanks for all your support. We're doing great things together, and we are starting to turn the tide against tyrants. Our ancestors did it. We can do it with God's help.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to make myself calm down a little bit and try to go over our top stories, but this report up on InfoWars.com, it's already scrolled off the front page. I'm going to have it put back up there. It's right up at the top of DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side, and everybody needs to read it. And the fact that Drudge is linked to it is getting so much attention, I probably want to fine-tune it a little bit and maybe add some more of the transcript from the 35-minute press conference with the state of the DOD public affairs, head of public affairs, the undersecretary of state, Mr. Little, because it's so incredibly important. And by fine-tuning, you know, I would kind of just sit there with the Don. My reporters record me, and then they kind of put it as a transcript in the article, and then I look at the article later and think, you know, I could have fine-tuned that. Like, there's stuff like, I believe this shows how credible Drudge is. Like, there's no debate Drudge is credible. That's why it's so popular, because he shows a wide spectrum of national, international news, raw government feeds. He linked to the Department of Defense transcript at the Department of Defense site Saturday, and I saw comments on InfoWars and on the YouTube video saying this isn't real, Drudge isn't credible. Those are just bots and hired people and trolls, folks, that think you're weak-minded and are trying to create a debate about whether this is even a real DOD press conference. I mean, see, that's what the Pentagon is saying is failing. He says we've got to stop just lying and just saying something isn't true. It's going to come out anyway. And this is a big deal because it's only the DOD saying this because they're better experts at PSYOPs than the White House is. And there's also a lot better people in the military. I can tell you that I have contacts at very high level. You hear some of them on air. You hear some of them are off air. And, I mean, they just say the entire Pentagon is completely freaked out and realizes we've been taken over and is very upset about what's happened in this nation and realizes there's a plan to basically implode us and get rid of the Republic entirely. And they want the American people to get politically active and take the states back and elect good constitutionalists to government. That's mainly the Ted Cruz, Rand Paul type libertarians. And we can fix this. But every time I talk to these high-level officers, former and serving, they say, look, we're doing whatever we can inside. You've got to help us. We're in the government. We're under a spotlight here. So we've got to stand up and give aid and comfort to the patriots in the government. Because the globalists are up there demonizing them. The globalists get their aid and comfort from foreign offshore banks that have hijacked this nation to a great extent. And we're in death throes struggling with this giant boa constrictor that's around us. And if we all focus collectively, we can get this thing off of us. But you've got to chop its head off by admitting we've been overrun. You've got to chop its head off by really awakening and breaking the spell. You've got to chop the head off the snake, ladies and gentlemen. And I don't mean that because they'll say that's a code word for Obama. No, he's a puppet. The worst thing that could ever happen and a propaganda victory for the globalist. If Obama continues to plunge and it looks like he might get impeached or a bunch of whistleblowers come out and this thing's starting to snowball, governments fall, corrupt governments, coups fail all the time in history. If that starts happening, A, we don't want it to get out of hand because something worse could come to the fore. We just want to go back to the Republic. That's why I say all these calls for revolution. How about a revolution back to America? Forward to the 21st century. A re-upload of 1776 where the states go. The federal government's been seized. We pull out to reconstitute the original Republic. That's my plan last year. You know, Alex Jones' headline calls for Second American Revolution. And then I break down that in the Declaration of Independence, we can do this however we see fit, abolish the forms that we become accustomed to create new guarantees in our life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. And it's our right, our duty to do that. Well, I believe out of all the systems created by man, and the evidence shows that the system developed by our forebears between July 4, 1776, in 1789, when the official system was codified, that is the best system ever developed. And I've studied it deeply, and I've had countless constitutional law scholars on, constitutional lawyers on, to say, yes, your plan is actually what the founding fathers would do and is actually rooted in A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Well, of course, I've read, no exaggeration, over 100 books on the founding fathers and what happened and listened to probably 50 or more books on tape. And I mean, I've gotten the big, thick, really wordy ones. Those are the ones I've had to read that have listened to a book on tape when I drive to work or exercise so that I can actually, you know, see what was done and what happened and then compare it to the rest of history. It's the plan to restore our republic. And we need to follow it. Like we should probably find the transcripts Paul Watson did in the articles we wrote from last year where I called for the Second American Revolution and have those reposted to Infowars.com so that people can understand all I put in that battle plan was what common sense and the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence stated. You've got a lot of globalist Bilderberg Group type people like Peter Thiel and others funding total anarchy so that these globalists could just be above the law after they sucked everything dry. And I'm telling you, that'll create anarchy in the streets with the spoiled, rotten, demon public that the globalists have created. We've got to slowly go out of this, but recognize collectively big government dependency is a nightmare, has been wrong, being an empire has been wrong, the New World Order has been wrong, the EU has been wrong, the whole world government has already failed. It was designed by banks to loot countries, and is a diabolical, anti-human, neo-feudalistic system designed to make us poor, and is authored by absolutely wicked, out-of-control people, and must be defeated. That's what I'm getting at here. So the toll-free number to join us, we're going to open the phones up and we start the next hour, so you can get lined up. I'd love to hear from you. I may even go to them in the next segment. Is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And have your point, your question ready, because we're going to go to you. We don't screen the calls, but if it goes right into plugging something, I'm going to let you go, because I realize that's what stalls the show, is just that we don't screen the calls. And so it just sometimes, you know, there's the bad calls gum up the good. But if you just joined us, it's a big story, folks. Government promises to stop lying because of Drudge Report spotlight. And the word Drudge and Drudge Report has become synonymous with alternative, real, independent media worldwide. Like Google became synonymous with search engines. That's what's happened. And so you have the whole White House and all the spin doctors and the Democrats in Congress and all these people saying Drudge isn't credible, Drudge is, you know, is losing credibility because Drudge is just in a rising tide of media singularity, where there's so much media now. Not only is establishment media being imploded, they're falling the fastest. Alternative media is becoming more diluted because there's so much, but in the midst of it, Drudge just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, like last man standing. InfoWars is in that backdraft as well. We're rising as well, while pretty much the rest of the alternative media individually is stagnant or getting smaller, but the alternative media is getting bigger in the aggregate. There are hundreds of millions of people getting into analysis and thinking. You can say, oh, well, they're novices. That's good. Everybody will start thinking, and the natural great minds will come to the fore, and it will create true, real diversity of ideas, and a true market of ideas where the best will come to the top. And that's what's happening. Survival of the fittest in the media. So alternative media is displacing mainstream dinosaur parrot media, prostitute media. It is imploding, lost all credibility. The Pentagon has all the NSA metrics and data. They know that it's been destroyed. They realize that, okay, we went with evil at the top. Our people are demoralized. Our own troops know what's happening. They're committing suicide at record levels. We can see we're going to implode. This is unsustainable. But these bankers don't care. They think that out of the global crisis, they'll get even more power. And they actually are like meddling arsonists to get off on burning down societies. And a lot of the top people, CIA, FBI, NSA, Pentagon, especially the Pentagon, especially the Army, and the Marine Corps. It was the Marine Corps stopped the coup d'etat in the 30s they were going to run with Smedley Butler. I mean, this has happened over and over again, folks, where the military is finally going, wait a minute, we don't want, this is really evil. And I'm telling you who has led the way with the true narrative for them, with the history, and it's this show. And I can't believe in history. I can say without a shadow of a doubt, and praise God for this, and thank you for your prayers and support, folks. We have analyzed this in 18 years and been laughed up front, but the whole military, and I've always targeted the military openly because I knew how important they were in this fight, they now know that I told the truth and that it all came true, and so they understand now, and they're listening right now, ladies and gentlemen, at military bases all over the world. They're listening at the Pentagon right now. They try to tell them, don't do it, but then that just makes everybody do it. They backfired under Clinton. Clinton did this for us. The Lord works in mysterious ways. In about 1997, memos went out to officers in the Marine Corps first, then in the Army, when I started covering Delta Force and Special Forces, and operations they were doing to desensitize the public. And I interviewed police chiefs that blew the whistle, San Antonio, police chiefs in Alice, Texas, police chiefs in Kingsville, Texas, the emergency manager. These guys were all former Army special operations and psych warfare The people that went public, the chief of police of San Antonio was Army PSYOPs. The head of Kingsville Emergency, Thomas Sanchez, was former PSYOPs in Vietnam and Cambodia. And when they got approached for desensitization, for gun confiscation, they went public. It was Texas again that went public. And they would use any outlet they could to warn people. I went and interviewed these men. And then the military started listening, and Clinton, they had a directive from one of the undersecretaries that they were not to listen to Alex Jones. I was nobody. I had no web advertising. I was selling. I had one or two films that were paying for me to hire a few people. I was just one guy in Texas who then started getting on a few other stations via an ISDN line at my house. And the government said, don't listen to him. And so the whole Department of Defense said, who's Alex Jones? And then I learned I got some web advertising. And we've gone back and even looked at the records because we've got some of that. It was military people visiting our site and buying stuff at day one that funded us. Bill Clinton funded InfoWars.com by their people, the traitors that had gotten in government saying, you don't go listen to that young man in Texas because of who he's getting on the air. How's he getting police chiefs on? How's he getting emergency management heads on? Who were going? I'm trying to tell the media. Philip has told the AP they came with bags of money to buy him off as an infiltration. Same thing they do in a third world. He's like, what are you doing here? You're trying to infiltrate and take over the government of San Antonio? He found out that most people in the city took the money, $200,000 apiece, 1997, 1998. AP reported on him saying it was bribery, but not the rest of the story. So I called him. He said, yeah, come down here. I'll tell you what's going on. Imagine, this is how you beat evil, folks, is by saying it's wrong. And only now do I see the whole history of it and what went on and what happened. I mean, I was no rocket scientist when I was first on air, 21, 22, 23. Still no rocket scientist. But I knew when I was told by military sources, go to this drill, you'll want to see this. I go and they're trying to take guns from farmers. I put it out. The media responds because they know the internet didn't have viral video at that time. There was no YouTube. He's lying. There was no drill in Houston. No helicopter crashed. Soldier of Fortune sends reporters. Finds out it happened. Guys, print that article you just put on screen. I want to see that. That looked shocking. Obama Justice Department. I'm going to get to that after the break. Well, just put it on screen. Shocking Justice Department memo. Assault weapons ban won't work without confiscation and gun registration. Who's reporting on that now? That's the Gateway Pundit. Yeah, we reported on that. That's what I thought in February. Yeah, there's the article. Yeah, InfoWars reported on that, too. Good job, Gateway Pundit. But I'm just up here ruminating on air about kind of cogitating about where this goes, because there's a real crisis of conscience. See, the system did not want to have a debate about this. They just want to say that's not happening. We're not creating a domestic secret army. We're not training to take on gun owners and veterans. We're not training to take on conservatives and libertarians. It's crazy. It's not happening. And then it all came out 5 years ago. Okay, we're not buying thousands of armored vehicles a year. It's 7,000 plus giant war wagons. It was 2,000 this year, 7,000 the last 3-4 years. Okay, we're not training to take your... It just keeps coming out. And so even the Pentagon walks out and says, no one's believing us, and we're about to engage in domestic PSYOP operations, and everybody's totally depressed looking down on the audience because they know this is a PSYOP within a PSYOP, or they think it could be. Some have tears in their eyes because, folks, they know at the Pentagon what this means right here in my hand out of Foreign Affairs magazine put out by the Washington Post. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. Yeah, and now I saw some of the fake news funded by the Department of Homeland Security. It's on their own site. I saw it yesterday while I was watching TV, and I said, that's a fake newscast, and I went and looked it up, and I found some older versions and a newer one. I gave it to the guys. I didn't play it yesterday. I will play it later in the broadcast today. They are now producing fake newscasts about gun owners being arrested for being terrorists and are saying owning guns is terrorist to show weak-minded people that in between local newscasts produced locally but funded by Homeland Security to create the illusion that gun owning is terrorism. And that's why they had a room of hundreds of PSYOP officers and civilian PSYOP people going, my God, it's bad enough we lie to people overseas. we're going to be doing this now to Americans, but the director to roll it out is saying we're going to stop lying. And so you saw some of the officers really looking freaked out because they were sophisticated enough, the colonels and generals, to know that it was pure bull, probably. They weren't sure. See, nobody's sure. The undersecretary's been told to go say this in prepared remarks. So, see, there's psyops within psyops within psyops, but it shows the dam has broken, and they realize they've lost total credibility. So now they're going to try to recon the military, recon the psyop people, recon army psyops. They're listening right now. And people say, well, that, none of that makes sense, but quantify it. It isn't quantifiable. It's con artistry, folks. So they're trying to gaslight this, basically. But the question is, once you're aware of the gaslighting, it doesn't work anymore. 800-259-9231. But this is a big deal. This is a big deal. And at the heart of it is the fact that no one believes them anymore, even when they tell the truth. And they're losing more credibility. They're hemorrhaging out right now. And so my point is, when I tweeted yesterday at Real Alex Jones, I said the new world order could fall. It's very close to falling in Europe. They've beaten it in places like Iceland. We're close to beating it here. They may try to stage a big event and bring in martial law, but if the people in the Pentagon know about it, that's not going to work. So see, this is almost a stalemate right now, and we need to work towards a victory, but that's going to take all of us speaking out now at every level of society to defend the...
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats, but we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
All right, I'm going to go to phone calls right when we start the next hour. And then I'll get into Obama's vacations and bombings all over the Middle East and what's happening with the economy and looting of bank accounts all over the world, not just in Cyprus. Oh, we'll take 10%. We'll take 20%. We'll take 47.5% now of everybody's private bank account and give it to offshore banks. Yeah, that's what Reuters is reporting. How far will tyrants take you? To wherever you'll put up with. I mean, it's real simple. Criminals and control freaks will take advantage of you until good people stand up and say no. But this is such a big story. And, you know, if I didn't have dedicated writers working 5, 6, 7 days a week like a Don Salazar, I'm not really a great writer when it comes to sitting down. I mean, I can do it. It just takes me a lot of time. But, I wrote this article over several hours on Saturday with the Don Salazar, and we got it out, and now it's national news. And the system thought it would ignore it, but it can't do that anymore. It's a big deal when the Undersecretary of Defense, the head of public affairs for the Department of Defense, comes out and says, we've got to stop lying. We've lost the people. And everyone in the PSYOPs division, both civilian and in the military, looks completely freaked out. You got to go watch this video. And they get up and say, I want to stop lying. I want to stop covering things up. You mean we can really tell the truth? It's just amazing. And we'll see if they start telling the truth more, but we'll see if we support them when they tell the truth. Or will we just sit there and say they're a traitor? Before I end this hour, I also wanted to tell you we need to be supported here. And we have been supported by your prayers and by people visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting the films, the books, the T-shirts, the InfoWars magazine, all of it. Every time you purchase something from InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally buying war bonds in the battle for this republic. eFoods Direct is there with discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all there. The ProPure water filtration system, the best gravity-fed systems out there, bar none, impregnated with colloidal silver in the filters. It's just heads above, or really it's light years above the competition. I'm sorry, that's why I went with them, because I looked at all the specs, used it for a year. Just, it blows the competition away. 10% off with promo code WATER, the lowest prices anywhere on the web on ProPure, and a bunch of other great systems as well. We carry several others, but I believe they're the best for the price. InfoWarsStore.com, promo code WATER to get 10% off. And again, we don't fund ourselves with Ritalin and Luvox ads here like the globalists do. We fund it by selling good products, good clean water at the lowest prices. InfoWarsStore.com. And finally, make the commitment before the month of July ends. Don't wait anymore to go to InfoWarsHealth.com and get the new Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 Citrus Peach Fusion, the ultimate multivitamin mineral complex. You can sign up and get free shipping when you sign up for auto shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com. We've also got the Beyond Osteo FX, a new product on the incredible Osteo FX that's powdered and quicker and easier to put in water and drink. We've got what a lot of NFL guys are using and linked on the site. You can read about them. Ultimate CM Plus for joints. I think it's over 400 products now. The very best, InfoWarsHealth.com. We'll also give you the toll-free number that is up on the site for anybody that wants to be able to go to the site and order online. You can do that, or you can call 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277, or you can simply, again, go to InfoWarsHealth.com, but don't procrastinate, and your purchase supports the transmission. And they have the old-fashioned Beyond Tangy Tangerine, that almost all of it was non-GMO, organic, but it's so hard to certify it that it wasn't certified with everything. And still the old one's available, and I like it and use it. The new one, I mean, nobody has hundreds of products and has this, but they've been able to do it. Getting one thing certified is so hard. The new Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsHealth.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Energy.
introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.